This is Cork's Good Times. You're waking up to Red FM Morning. This is KC. Vic's over there. Kelly's on news. Rory's doing sport for you. Dad Gag's at 10 past 8 today.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Big Brother fans, it's back. Celebrity Big Brother in 13 days. There's only 282 days left of this year.
Is that it?
It is flying. Right, it's International Waffle Day today, Victoria.
Oh, yes.
Now, is that waffle, which we do on a daily basis, or is it waffles? Was there a boop at the end?
You just did that.
Oh, there it is. Oh. Okay, that'll do. Yeah, I don't know if it's International Bird's Eye Potato Waffle Day or just waffles in general.
Well, I just thought of food.
Horse them into you, Cynthia. We have birthday celebrations today of the celebrity nature. Yeah, a few older lads. Elton John is 78 today. Happy birthday, Elton John. And Richard O'Brien, the former host of the Crystal Maze.
Oh, yeah.
The fellow with the leopard skin pants that used to run around a warehouse somewhere in Middle England. He's 83 today.
Is he?
And a name I haven't heard since the 90s, Finlay Quay. The fellow that had Even After All. He was Brit Award winner, 51 today. On this day in 2005, Vic, Jennifer Aniston filed for divorce from Brad Pitt. Going back to 2005. Remember that split the world down the middle? You're either in Team Jen.
That was huge at the time.
It was, yeah.
Do you know that Brad Pitt is Cockney rhyming slam for something else?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Zayn Malik announced he was leaving the band One Direction on this day in 2015.
Oh, yeah.
And on this day in 2024, Diddy's properties were searched by federal authorities. Mm-hmm. And we're still waiting for the outcome of all of that. And the 50 Cent documentary called Did He Do It?
That's right.
This is a lovely story from a tragic story, but the chairperson of Cork Charity said a trip to Disneyland Paris was the least that could be done for a mum and her five-year-old daughter after they lost their home in a devastating fire last week.
Yeah, in Cork, yeah.
Kelly Ryan and her daughter Harper are in the paper this morning. Their home was burnt down in the early hours of Patrick's morning, St. Patrick's morning. Thankfully, they got out. Homes would be rebuilt. Material items would be repurchased. Life can't be. If you get out of a fire, that's all that matters. But they have organised a trip to Disney.
That's lovely, they deserve it.
Which
that.
Is really, well done everyone behind that
Absolutely,
one.
Absolutely, yeah.
House prices in Cork have gone bananas again, and I mean literally bananas. Like, we've surpassed the whole Celtic Tiger days.
Gone.
It's now the most expensive time ever in the history of the state to buy a house. The average house prices in Cork,
£390,000
in and around the city surrounding areas, and about £309,000 was it in the county on average?
That's expensive, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy. But it's gone up another 2 or 3% in the first few months of this year, as you might have heard from that Daft report.
But we're unable to have a bubble again, aren't we? Isn't there legislation in place to prevent a bubble?
It's a stock issue. The prices have been driven up by the lack of homes. But when everybody stops buying houses, it'll come crashing down again.
Yes.
Tesla, the car company started by Elon Musk, has lost $1 trillion in value. And it's mostly because of his connection with old Humpty Dumpty.
It doesn't surprise me. Does it surprise you?
It's a car company. It's a business. But people are revolting against
them. They are, you see.
Have you seen all the attacks on Tesla cars in America?
Yeah, like
people
absolutely.
Are burning them out in
they
garages.
Are, yeah.
Which is ridiculous carry on. But it has lost share price-wise. Like $1 trillion.
Oh my God, that's a lot, isn't it?
Off the value of it. Mm. And don't forget, we're giving you loads of heads up on this, but if you're lucky enough to have your mum in your life, it's Mother's Day this weekend. Cards, flowers, breakfast in bed.
Chocolates up the road
if you have to visit her. Because you only have a few of these Mother's Days,
that's true, in
life. But you can show them you really care. Mm. Here's some advice on Mother's Day. You ready? Do visit her on Sunday and show you care. Don't visit a care home on Sunday to show her around. If you're a teenage girl, do surprise her unexpectedly by telling her I'm your baby.
Oh, I love that.
Don't surprise her by telling her you're expecting one.
No.
Hey, tickets for Cork versus Tipperary.
Gold
Super
dust.
Value Parky Queeve.
I can't get them.
I got them.
Did you?
I got them.
What?
I got 4 tickets for the Smallies. I only have 3 smallies, so my daughter's friend is coming along, and I got a ticket for myself.
It's going to be incredible.
And I was in the queue at, they went on sale at 4:30 yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was like, why, it's a queue. Like, why are they, it's not Bruce Springsteen. There was like 19,000 people in front of me.
It's ridiculous.
How quick people were on the ball.
It was easier to get tickets for Oasis.
Wow. So it's completely gone now.
The two stands are sold out.
Yeah.
The Blackrock Terrace is sold out and the City Terrace is still tickets available. That's going to sell out. It's going to be like over 40,000 people here for this game. It's going to be incredible. Wow.
Your only way in is to actually get on the team, maybe.
Yeah, probably easier.
between now and Sunday week.
Or do the oranges at halftime.
That's it, yeah. All right, ladies, what have you got for us?
Okay, we're talking about the least attractive hobbies to women. So the least attractive hobbies that men have to women. Or as Kelly would say, something that gives you the ick. Isn't that right, Kel?
The ick, yeah. The ick is big.
Okay, let me throw...
What do you think tops the list that, like, women think are the least attractive?
Wrestling.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Video games.
There. That's also in there. Mm.
Yeah.
What's top of the list, Kel?
Comic books.
Comic books?
Yeah.
Really?
Well...
That comic book guy in The Simpsons ruined it for everyone, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
100%.
I mean, is the whole house going to be like filled with them, and do they have to be kept in mint condition?
Yeah, obviously.
Look, that's a geeky interest, but like, I mean, the nicest fella in the world could have a comic book interest. I mean, I don't
know. No, but is it hot? Not really.
Okay.
Next is debating.
Debating. Yeah. Oh yeah, you don't want someone who can challenge you. Surely.
Sorry now. Like, if we're having an argument, I'm winning.
That end of story. No matter what. Well, you do anyway.
Yeah.
Kel,
cosplay is in there as well.
What, like getting dressed up as Lord of the Rings characters?
Yeah, and going to all the events and the big convention centres.
Taking part in battle reenactments and all that.
Shall not pass. Yep.
Any form of historical reenactment.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
What is wrong with that? Absolutely. I know loads of fellas that were in the that Vikings movie they shot down in Wicklow.
I could not cope with a fella sitting at the table eating his cornflakes dresses at someone from the...
Well, no. I don't know if they'd be doing it every morning. I think it's just special events. Okay, look, whatever you're into.
If he's crawling around the bed in a Spider-Man outfit, yeah, I see your point.
Or a suit of armour. Yeah. Clinking and clanking all around the gaff.
How do we feel about anime, them being to anime?
Oh, yeah. Like, what?
Okay, Pokemon card collection?
No, like, you're not 12. Do you know what I mean?
I'm getting angry with this.
This is like,
leave Pokemon, you know, in
this
your...
This like a personal attack on me.
Oh,
absolutely,
really?
Yeah.
Well, have you got a set of Pokemon cards?
Who doesn't?
Oh,
Do you still have that folder of, like, the FIFA cards?
Oh,
do you know?
Yeah.
When you know he does.
What were they called? Match of the Day cards?
Match attacks.
Match attacks. Yeah. Mm. Actually, drinking is on the list as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, attractive I can see that. For women.
And MTG. What's MTG?
I don't know.
An empty G, an empty G.
Like M, like the letters M-T-G.
Mm.
I don't know what that is. Crypto?
That could be something. Oh, crypto bros. I can get that, yeah.
Like people get, they get obsessed with that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like they're checking their phone every 2 seconds. Is it going up? Is it going down? I don't know.
You see that video of the fellow who's getting married? His wife was walking up the aisle and he was on his phone checking his Bitcoin.
Hello.
Someone has to pay for the wedding.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't mind that. This definitely is my biggest one. I didn't even think about it until I saw the list. It's arguing online. I didn't even know really that was the thing, but Vic was saying it is.
Oh, if you're sitting at home all day getting into arguments with people, check in with yourself because that's not too healthy at all. Yeah. So we can't dress up as Spider-Man anymore.
No. Or in a suit of armor.
Yeah.
You can't have Pokemon cards.
No crypto.
No more
cards. No debating.
No.
Oh, yeah, no debating.
With Casey. Love waking up in Cork.
Right, who's been on to me here? Oh yeah, Paul Deasy's been on to me. That list of
not happy.
Ick hobbies.
Yeah.
Just sounds like women don't want men to enjoy themselves.
Oh, I know.
So we can't get dressed up, can't play chess, can't win debates.
No.
Oh, cooking was on that list. Do you mean to tell me you don't want a fella in your life that can make you a serious munch?
No, I like a fella that can cook. There's no hassle there.
No doubt about it.
We also forgot to put in, which is quite a big one, overly obsessed with a Premier League team.
Good morning.
Oh my God.
Red FM's Cash Machine.
I'm sorry now, but following the sports team is...
Yeah,
it's one of life's joys.
And then there's overly obsessed.
But if you're not obsessed with your team, then you're not, you know.
I know, but some fellas have to take to the bed for about 3 days after their team loses
a
match.
Yeah. But if he has got Mo Salah jocks, you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Or did you see that? Oh my God, one of the funniest memes I've ever seen online. There's a Liverpool fan, and he is a massive, massive man.
Okay.
Huge fella. and he got a jersey made. But he looks like Mo Salah, but he's about 23 stone. This guy is massive. But on the back, it's written No Salad.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, more of the icks. These are hobbies that men have that put women off.
Yeah, go on.
All right, Jen.
Good morning, guys. Come here. You forgot about fishing. Fishing is the biggest ick ever. And then if you look on a picture on the dating app and they're holding a huge fish, nah, they're gone. Gone. Swiped left.
What?
Bye.
Jen's not interested in a fisherman. I don't mind fishing, you see.
I'd love to know, Jen, have you recently sat down to a nice prawn starter recently? Where do you think they came from? Some fella out there catching your fish for you.
I'd happily sit in a boat with a fella who was fishing.
Fishing, is that a big ick for people out there? According to Jen, it is. There you go. Maybe that's why you haven't found that catch of the day yet, then, Jen.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
What's going on?
Okay, Will Smith has included himself in a list that he was asked for. So he was basically asked who are his four favourite actors of all time.
Okay.
And he included himself in that list, which is a little bit big-headed. But, you know, listen, whatever you're having yourself. Have a listen to the clip.
So Marlon Brando, me and Denzel. There's actors and then there's movie stars. Okay. And there's a difference between actors and movie stars.
What's the difference?
So an actor can deliver a role. And I know who my fourth is, Daniel Day-Lewis. So an actor can deliver a role and take you to something that is, you know, a transformative experience. But a movie star can put a movie on their back and carry it. You go to a Denzel movie because it's a Denzel movie.
Like, how is Cillian Murphy not in that list? Just saying.
He was the one film that I thought, okay, he can act, was in The Pursuit of Happiness. I thought he was outstanding in that.
Who's in that again?
It's Will Smith, and is it his son that's in it? It
might be. Okay, I don't know if I've seen that one.
It's basically a dad who loses everything, and he's trying to survive. They're sleeping in toilets in a subway.
Oh,
wow. And
I have to watch that.
He has to bring up his son while he's trying to. It's based on a true story, apparently, but it's a great show.
He usually does those big, massive Hollywood films. I just think Independence Day and all of those. Who would your four favourite actors be?
Oh, four.
I know, I'm putting you under pressure here.
Edward Norton.
Oh, yeah, good actor.
Up there at the top.
Yeah.
We'd have to put Cillian in for the old local support.
Absolutely.
Liam Neeson's been in a few, just because he played Michael Collins.
He's brilliant.
And who else? Margot Robbie, you know, for the aesthetics and whatnot. She was very good in Barbie.
I love the way you just slipped that one in there at number four.
Yes, please.
Still talking about acting, actor Paddy Considine said he was hoping to visit the place in Limerick where his dad grew up. So he's been over here filming a project by Guy Ritchie. I think it's a TV series. But he's been telling Joe.ie about the place that his dad grew up in Limerick.
My dad was born in Limerick, yeah. He moved here when he was, I think, in his late teens, yeah. But he's from Limerick City.
Have you visited Limerick?
Do you know, I was going to go when we were shooting this, and I was going to go to the street where my dad was from. It was a place called Munchin Street. And I think, it's all been knocked down now. It doesn't exist. And the only thing I could see that was there was the hand wall where they used to play handball as kids. So I went to Galway instead.
So they had to go to Galway for filming instead.
All right.
But yeah, Guy Ritchie back on the directing trail again there. I've got another little bit of random news.
Go on.
It's really random.
Okay.
You know the 80s band Duran Duran?
Joran Joran, yeah. I sort of heard somebody call
you
them Joran Joran.
Not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're bringing out some perfume.
Are they?
Two bottles, actually. One's going to be called Black Moonlight and the other one's going to be called Neo Rio. There you go,
Neo
ladies.
Rio. What, did they have a song called Rio? They did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
I forgot that. Anyway, there you go. Random.
Oh, by the way, if you want to see one of the best live vocalists ever, Duran Duran, go to them this summer in...
Really?
Oh, my God.
Are they good?
Unbelievable. A brilliant band life.
Yeah. Who's your man? Simon Le Bon.
Simon Le Bon. Yeah. Stunning life. Okay. Seriously, he is phenomenal. And then you've got Nile Rodgers and Chic on the same bill.
Oh, so good.
It's a night out. Go to it.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Watch Boyzone no matter what on Sky or without a contract with Now.
He comes into the studio, Victoria, laughing and giggling to himself. Oh. I'm in trouble this morning.
Got a funny joke, WhatsApp us now.
Let's go.
Only a Red FM.
Rory O'Hagan, take the stage, buddy.
I haven't talked to my wife in 6 months, so I don't want to interrupt her.
I like that.
Lads, what do you call a French man wearing sandals? Philippe Velop.
My wife found out I was cheating on her after she found all the letters I was hiding. She's never playing Scrabble with me again.
That's very good.
Very good.
You know that Stephen King has a son called Joe?
No.
Yeah. I'm not joking, but he is.
Oh, God.
Is that a moan or a drum? Yeah, I'll give it a moan. Sorry.
My ex-wife got struck by lightning. She's now my current wife.
What a joke.
There's a lot of ex-wife gags here. Is everything all right at home?
There's all right.
All right, okay. I tried to climb a really tall tower in France the other day, but I fell off.
I fell off, yeah.
It's dad gags.
I know.
My girlfriend broke up, but maybe because I listened to Linkin Park too much, but in the end it doesn't even matter.
That's good.
Lads, I had such a happy childhood. My dad used to put me in tires and roll me down a hill. Ah, they were the good years.
Yes! I like that.
I accidentally used dog shampoo the other day. I felt like such a good boy.
God, Rory.
My son Caleb said to me, "Dad, can I have a bookmark?" I burst into tears. 7 years old. He still doesn't know my name is Keith.
My girlfriend unexpectedly dumped me shortly after her organ transplant. She said she had a change of heart.
Oh my God.
Three ex-wife and a new girlfriend joke.
This is all I can find on the internet.
Okay. Did you hear the man who invented predictive text died yesterday? Oh my God. His funeral is next monkey.
I like that.
The best trick to not cry when cutting an onion is to not get emotionally attached to the onion.
Oh my God, my grandfather died the other day. Sorry to break the news to everybody, but at least he died doing what he loved. Surprising tigers. That's brutal.
I saw a sign that made me poop my pants.
Yeah.
It said bathroom closed.
Oh, God, lads. He just said by the microphone, Rory.
Lads, I'm sorry to break it to you. There's a new pandemic, a new virus going around. It makes people forget their favourite bands from the 80s. Nobody knows The Cure.
Yay!
Very good.
That's very good.
Very good.
All right, last one.
Let's go.
My daughter asked me where poo comes from, so I sat down and explained it to her to the best of my ability. She looked at me confused for a few seconds and then said, "And what about Tigger?"
Rory takes it today. I'm handing Superman Lovers, the video with the dancing potato. That is Starlight. Keith McCarthy loving that tune. He says, "Starlight, you're on fire with the tunes lately." Hey, well done, tune department.
Yes.
That is a belter. Have a good day, Keith.
Right, let's do a bit of this.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Oh, by the way, Stephen's dad gag. I'm not saying my buddy is lazy, but he thinks manual labour is a Spanish trade union leader. Nice one, Steve.
I like it.
Who have you got there, Vic?
This is the lovely Connor from Cove.
Hello there, Connor from Cove.
Come on, let's hurry.
Connor, I swear to God, the universe works in mysterious ways. There is a question relating to Cove on the list this
is
morning.
There?
Absolutely. By random. If you get this wrong, lad, it's going to look pretty bad. I'm sorry.
No pressure.
Should be fine. Connor, what's the plan for the day? What are you up to?
Just heading into work there now, for the day. So
very good.
Inside in town there, so I was coming.
Do you want to mention where you work, or would you prefer to keep it to yourself?
Complete coating services, so working a small enough paint distributor. So
very good. What's the name of the company? Give them a good mention.
Complete coating services.
Coding services.
For all your coding needs.
Absolutely.
All right. Give them an hour shout there, lads. You know, support a bit of Cork business. Connor, 10 out of 10, and we'll support you with €1,000. Fly through these. The very best of luck. Let's go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Who will Cork play in the Hurling League final?
Tipperary.
On what date is April Fool's Day?
1st of April.
Question number 3. Who is the current host of The Late Late Show?
Patrick Kielsey.
How many colours are in the rainbow?
7.
Question number 5. What team play their home games at Turner's Cross?
Cork City.
Question number 6. What is the name of the car in the classic TV show Knight Rider?
Michael, you're running out of petrol, Michael.
Like you might have one with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You might break one. Like there's a K in it. Like a Kit Kat. Kit. Who plays the dad in the TV show Adolescence?
Stephen Graham.
What Irish actor was in a relationship with Sabrina Carpenter quickly?
Barry Cohen.
Who has the... Oh, I'm so sorry. Knight Rider killed it. Yeah, Kit was the name of the car in Knight Rider.
That's right.
Okay, so you're 36 then, are you?
Me, 35.
Okay.
Oh, close enough.
Close guess. Knight Rider was about a decade out of your viewing orbit. All right. You got everything right up until we got Stephen Graham in, the Irish actor in a relationship with Sabrina Carpenter. Had we got to 9 out of 10, had we still time on the clock, because you're from Cove, what was the original name for Cove?
Queenstown.
You would have won a grand. Gosh, you're looking...
Connor.
I can't use the word I want to use.
Oh yeah. Here, I'm turning off your mic there for about 5 seconds. So Ready. Shout it out now. Go. Oh Jesus. All right, that's great. Yay! I got the tail end of that. There was an X there, was there?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, that's
what I meant. Go on,
Connor, you got a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors. Will you keep his number? We'll bring him back.
We will, of course.
Nice one. We'll give you another day, another lash at it. Connor, have a lovely day. Oh, thanks good. For ringing
well
in.
Done, Connor.
Cheers. Red FM Breakfast with Now.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed. Thank you kindly. It's 8:32 in the morning. Rory.
Yes.
Do you like Kiwis?
I prefer Australians.
Hey! Kelly, Kiwis. The fruit.
I don't love them, to be honest. They make my tongue feel kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
Yeah, not a huge fan.
Lads, I'm putting this out there, and I know this might sound really strange, but when you go to my timeline, like if I go into Instagram, I get served like 3 or 4 different things. It's cars. It's shorts of rugby, there's golf, the soccer, goals, and weirdly, bikinis. They keep trying to sell me bikini. I don't know why. I don't get it. The algorithm keeps putting these things on my timeline.
The algorithm, yeah.
Algorithm.
The algorithm
keeps.
As in, like you want to buy these bikinis, like shopping.
Exactly, like shopping. Why was
he's in the market for a good bikini? Is our case?
Aren't we all?
But lately, in the past 10 days. All I'm getting is kiwi fruit shorts, reels and ads. Is anybody else getting kiwi fruits on your Instagram?
Have you looked up kiwi fruit at all?
I haven't. I don't know why. Is there a big PR thing on? Is there a huge push for kiwis at the moment?
It's going to happen more now that you're talking about it.
Exactly. This is the problem.
All of our phones
and
now.
I don't mind them. I mean, they're nice.
No kiwis here.
Very strange. If anybody else is out there, if this is just a unique thing to me, but I think there's something really weird going on with kiwi fruits at the moment and I can't quite explain it.
Are you in the Kiwi Club with KC?
Yeah.
But I do get a lot of food coming up, like food would be in my
For You
page,
okay.
Is that what it's called?
Father Jack, what do you think?
Hairy Japanese
No, they're actually they're actually Chinese. That's where they come from. Did you know that?
Did you know that there is more vitamin C in a kiwi than there is in an orange?
They're the best fruit you can eat.
Yep.
But what's going on? Anybody? 0868104106. It's bizarre. I'm being kiwi bombed and I can't explain it.
How a big kiwi.
Very strange. 8:35 in the morning. Right, you're waking up to Red FM, the breakfast show that is 207 grand for you next. Red FM
breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red
FM. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, and Die with a Smile. On Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. If you've been watching Adolescence on Netflix, for those of you that have seen it, you know the house where the little boy's arrested.
That's right, yeah.
So the young couple who own that home So they feel like they've won the lottery. Oh. Because the people, the production team came over and said, listen, we'd like to use your house for this show. It's going to be in Netflix. We're getting a budget for it. Can we use your home? They've made so much money from that, they were able to buy their own home. They were able to buy the actual house that they were renting in.
Wow.
So they're a young family. They said they feel like they've won the lottery since their home in Yorkshire received a letter from Rap Films explaining they were interested in using their home.
Wow.
So they didn't build a set, they used an actual house.
Okay, so did they use everything in it, or did they replace stuff?
They would have, well, I hope they replaced the door because that got kicked in at the beginning of the show.
Right, I know,
they definitely had
to replace that,
The beginning of that, and I've asked anybody in the emergency services or if you're in the armed response unit, if you've seen adolescents, is that a normal way to arrest somebody?
And what's the answer?
I don't know.
Oh, we still want to get to the bottom of that because it is full on.
It was a bit extreme, I think. It was like they were looking for a terrorist, an armed terrorist, not a 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, you're right. It was a little bit over the top.
Yeah,
but we still need an answer to that if everyone's listening.
Maybe they dramatised it a little for a bit of impact. Hey, I've got a €400 voucher for the wonderful people at Deluxe Bathrooms and Tiling Solutions, Eastgate Retail Park, Little Island. You'll find them online, deluxebathrooms.ie. You all know the jingle. We play it in every ad break. Yeah. If you want to win your share of €2,000, €400 for you to do up your bathroom and get something really nice. We're playing a game after the break called Flush or Float. Now, two ladies on the line. One of them's in the toilet. Morning, Vic.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. The other's not on the toilet, I can tell you. It's Rachel. Hey, Rach.
Good morning.
Now, this is interesting. We're going to do a little experiment for you to win something nice. With thanks to our friends at Deluxe Bathrooms and Tiling Solutions, Eastgate Retail Park, Little Island. This is Flush or Float. Victoria, what are we doing this morning?
Okay, this morning I'm going to attempt to flush 4 Maltesers down the ladies' toilet.
Okay, so it looks like a rabbit's been in there. Or somebody has a fibre issue.
I've got my packet here. I'm just going to start dropping them in now, all right?
Drop them in right now.
All right, there's 1, 2...
Go for it.
3...
Yeah.
And 4, okay.
Rachel,
are you ready?
Flush or float, Rachel? Are these going down or are they going to float? What are your thoughts?
I'd say they're going to flush.
Wouldn't they? They've taken more than Maltesers in the past. Go for it, Vic, and the best of luck.
Okay, ready?
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
And they're gone. Here we go.
We got a flusher!
Well done, Rachel.
Well done.
I would be seriously worried about the ladies' jacks if it couldn't take down 4 Maltesers now, to be honest with you. Rachel, you got a €400 voucher. Go get your bathroom done up, okay?
Oh, fab. Thanks so much.
Well done.
Well
and
done.
Get yourself a bag of Maltesers as well. Fair play to you. Thanks, Vic.
You're welcome.
Hey, Victoria, tomorrow we'll try a kiwi, will we?
We could.
Yeah, let's try a kiwi for the crack. All right, fair play to you. Respected journalist and broadcaster Victoria Nichols, who now works on a breakfast show flushing Maltesers down her loo. Thank you, Vic. Deluxe Bathrooms and Tiling Solutions, Eastgate Retail Park. Check them out online, deluxebathrooms.ie, for more.